Joining us once again, State Senator Linda Holmes, the Democrat from Aurora. Linda, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me back on to talk about this topic, which is so near and dear to my heart.
It's called medical aid in dying. What is that?
Medical aid in dying, very simply put, is for the ability for a person who is aged 18 or older, who receives a diagnosis of 6 months or less to live, and is mentally competent to make an informed decision to have the option of self-administering a prescription to end their suffering.
Give me an example of a circumstance in which this would apply.
It would have applied. I'm going to use my mother as an example. Obviously, we didn't have this law in place. My mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2016, the very, very end of August. She was told she would have 3 to 6 months to live. At that point, she would have had the ability to have that diagnosis confirmed by another doctor. So you have to have another doctor take a look and make sure they fit. You also have that under 6 months to live. Then those two doctors, if they determine you are mentally competent, you can then ask to fill the prescription. Now, should they either doctor have doubt, they would have a mental health care specialist see you. And then there's a waiting period. Then she would have been able to get that prescription. And then she would have had the choice of deciding when or if she wanted to take it. 37% of the people who fill the prescription end up not taking it.
So what's the interpretation of that?
I think I call it palliative care because I think if you know that my mother was terrified. My father had died many, many years before that of lung cancer. So she saw the agony he went through at the end. So she was terrified. She asked for she had a DNR, no extra measures. I'm sorry. I just got lost here.
Here's my question. So you said 37% of the people do or do not follow through.
They don't. And the reason being is because if you are suffering, and pancreatic cancer is very, very painful.
Yeah.
But she made the decision. You can say, well, okay, it's very painful, and I'm good today. I'll take it tomorrow if I'm feeling worse. So I think people put off taking it.
As they should be, as would be their right. I mean, it's a death sentence, if you will, that only you will execute, that you will utilize. So if you want to wait, say you live past 6 months, you don't have to terminate the life, right?
Right. You never, you get this prescription filled and it's totally up to the patient whether they want to utilize it or not.
So we would literally then give somebody a prescription, they would get it filled. Where would they take it? At home or do they go to a hospital? Who administers the lethal dose?
The dose must be, this is one of the guardrails in place so that nobody, this is the reason it is medical aid in dying. It is not suicide, physician causing suicide, because the physician doesn't do it. The person has to self-administer the medication themselves. Most people at that point are in hospice or they are in home care. And they have to self-administer the medication.
And this happens in 10 or 11 states already?
Yes, it's in 11 other jurisdictions.
What a strange scene that must be. But maybe it's the right scene. That is, you are there. I imagine a scene where a person is surrounded in the bed by their family, and they're hooked up. The needle is in their arm or whatever, the tube. And then they say, okay, I don't know how good this day is for that person, but they don't want tomorrow. And they push the button and they close their eyes and that's the end of it. Is that the scene that transpires?
Well, very often the scene, and there's some beautiful videos that people have that they've put together with this. Because like you said, it is usually dear friends and close family that are in the room. It's the person that has the time to say the appropriate goodbyes to all of those people. The medication is compounded. It can be mixed in with juice or water, and they have to ingest it that way.
Wait, they take it orally? They take it orally?
Yes. It can also be through a feeding tube, but the patient themselves has to be able to push that plunger.
Hmm.
So no one administers that medication except for the patient.
To what degree do you consider this a flaw? That is, a couple of doctors say you've got 6 months to live. I think plenty of people know stories like that, and 4 years later, they're still kicking and they're fine. They're happy, at least, for having stuck it out. What about that?
Well, again, those are people that probably would go through that point of, hey, I'm still waking up, I'm still here, I'm going to go another day. So they have that. Most often, most physicians are usually when they give a person, like my mother, 3 to 6 months to live. Mom died less than 6 weeks after. Usually they give you more time than you have because they don't want to take away hope. Hope is important.
Yeah, 6 months. You know, my mom and dad are still alive, and there are times where my dad has been so miserable, he says, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. There's no option for my dad. His heart's crazy strong. My dad is 96. He might live 10 more years. I'm kind of not kidding. But there are days where he thinks, I don't want to live 10 more days. And then other days he doesn't feel that way at all. What do you say about that mindset, that family situation?
Well, that situation, I mean, I'm assuming if you say his heart is strong and he has no other ailments that would
All 96-year-olds have other ailments.
But not that have an imminent threat of, has a doctor
that's
ever
correct.
Said, hey, you
well,
have
that's
less
it.
Than
that's
6 months.
It. I mean, but right, my dad's not diagnosed with anything that's going to end his life in 6 months. But I understand why a 96-year-old man who has lost his mobility and is losing his sight and hearing, you can understand why that person would just say, you know what, it's been a good run. I saw the grandkids get married, and I'm done. But he doesn't have a diagnosis that within 6 months he's going to pass. I'm not kidding. My dad could live 6 more years. So is this an option for that person?
It is not, because you have to have that diagnosis of 6 months or less.
You think it should?
Well, that's one of the guardrails in place. I mean, we want to make sure that no one uses that for just that reason. It really is having it has to be this situation where you are just ending your life, you know, less than 6 months than saying you have that 6 months.
I understand that. We're talking to Linda Holmes. She's a state senator from Aurora, and this bill, which would legalize medical aid in dying, is something that our legislators are considering. And incidentally, I'll just speak for myself. If I'm 96 and living the life that my dad is, I would like the option to, out of convenience, end my life. And I'm not terminally ill, mind you, but I'm not looking forward to the next 6 years. I don't think that mindset is so unusual. But that's too aggressive. That's too liberal an interpretation, at least for now, right? You're not ready to go there.
No, because we want to make sure, I mean, when you look at it, that it's been done in Oregon since 1997, and there are no reported cases of abuse or coercion.
Yeah, right.
I think we want to make sure that, because the opponents go around, I mean, I keep getting fact sheets from the opponents, and they say, well, this is, you know, a slippery slope. You're going to do this next. You're going to do that next. Oh. And that is such nonsense, because I always say there is no such thing as a slippery slope, because if you want to change this bill, it would have to come back before us and get voted on.
What's the slippery slope? That other people might terminate somebody else's life who they don't like or want to care for, or they want the insurance money. What happens to the insurance then? Life insurance.
When you die from this, you're listed on your death certificate is not that you used medical aid in dying. The certificate would say pancreatic cancer. It will be the underlying disease that it is.
The policy would pay out.
Yes. And that is written in the bill. So it because it is not suicide any more than it's suicide if, say, you had a tumor, you went to the hospital, they were going to remove the tumor, and you died on the operating table.
Sure.
The cause of death is going to be that you have this tumor.
We're out of time, but so what's the status of the bill?
The status of the bill, we had a very big hearing, which I know you all reported on Friday. We will have a hearing in the executive committee here in Springfield. I am hoping that it will be a week from Wednesday.
Let's talk next week then. It's nice to visit with you again. Thanks for keeping us abreast of this, Linda.
Well, thank you so much for reporting it. I think it's a very important issue we all need to be talking about.
I agree. Linda Holmes is a state senator from Aurora.